Okay. Hi. This is the October 11th, 2023 KPFK Finance Committee. This is Kim Kaufman. I am the treasurer and secretary, and I will call roll. Grace Aaron. Grace. All right. Fred Blair, she was on.
I'm present.
Hugh Cohen Johnson. Dan McCrory. Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser.
Here.
Kim Kaufman, that's me, I'm here. John Markowitz. Bruce Strauss. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
John Wanger. And Michael Novick, the interim general manager.
Yes, I'm here. Just getting to the tire store.
Okay, Michael has a flat tire that he's dealing with, and you know, he'll be in and out, I suspect. Michael Heiss, would you like to be timekeeper?
Oh, sure. Let me get my stopwatch here. Give me the parameters.
I don't know, 90 seconds.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Mike.
I will read it for the stream. Roll, timekeeper, approve agenda, approve September 13th minutes, IGM and chair update on fund drive, review FY24 budget, adjourn at 5 o'clock. So, any amendments?
I'm sorry, Kim, adjourned by when? I apologize, I'm trying. Oh, never mind. Learn how to read, I got it.
Okay, so there are no objections to the agenda. I don't hear anything. Can I get a motion to... approve the minutes.
Mike, I move. So move.
Okay. Any corrections to the minutes?
Yes, this is Beth.
Yes.
I want to point out that my name is misspelled incorrectly, and I'd like it for my name to be corrected in all of the 2023 Finance Committee minutes and roster and the email list. You've had this correction before. I can send it again. But for the record, I'd like my name corrected. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll do it on this.
That's a motion, Kim, to correct all the minutes for this year and the roster and the email list. Is there anyone that opposes getting my
name? Yeah, I do. I'm not going to go back and do all that work, Beth. Sorry.
That's a violation of Robert's rules.
Pardon me?
I say that's a violation of Robert's rules, which provides...
No, it's not. Okay.
May I finish speaking? Or are you going to shout over me? May I speak?
Go, Beth, go.
Robert's rules provides that any minutes can be corrected at any point in the future. I haven't bothered to this point because it seemed like a small thing. But having brought this point to the secretary, the treasurer, whatever she calls herself, attention repeatedly now, and being deliberately ignored on this, My name is important. All our names are important. It's important to get it right. I spell Kim's name right. I'm asking that my name be recorded precisely, correctly in our minutes. Having been a signatory for Pacifica, I can tell you that names matter. And getting the signatures right matters. So being the one sole and only authority on the correctness of my own name, I'm informing the committee that my name has been misspelled to this point, and I'm asking for this simple correction. Thank you.
Kim, this is Mike. May I speak?
Go ahead.
Beth, what you say is certainly valid, but in the interest of just streamlining things, would you agree that the previous minutes from the immediate past meeting be changed and something be inserted in the minutes to reflect the fact that your name has been misspelled in previous minutes and will be spelled correctly going forward?
I would accept that as a first. Well, I would accept as a first step, Mike, the correction to this, the immediate minutes that we're considering now. I want it corrected also in the roster we use for all the meetings and in the email list, and I'll consider for future.
I don't think anybody would object to that. Your name is your name, and it should be correctly stated.
Thank you. And in the email list, and I'll consider for future.
I'll defer.
Is there any objection to that?
Correctly stated.
Thank you.
Ruth,
can I get some clarity on that?
Maybe as an impartial participant on that, I would state that the minutes should be corrected for the immediate past meeting to reflect the proper spelling of Beth's name, that the email list be corrected and the roster be corrected with the recognition, you know, that previous minutes may have contained an error in regard to spelling Beth's name. That's the quickest, easiest, and heaven help me, most efficient way to do this.
Okay, I can do that.
And with that correction to the minutes, I would ask that the minutes then be approved as corrected.
Okay. Any objections? Hello?
Kim.
Yes?
This is Ruth. I had a great amount of difficulty getting in. There's nothing on KPFTX, and the things that came from KPFTX were both erroneous, but thanks to Beth, there is some number that was sent out, and so I'm here. Thank you.
Well, Ruth, I sent out an email, too, with a number to get in. So, you know, check your emails.
I've gone through about 6 emails. Thank you. There's no more that needs to be discussed. Thank you.
I did my part in informing people of how to get on this meeting. Thank you. I will mark you as present. Okay, so we've approved these minutes as amended.
Beth seeks the floor.
Okay.
I move that whoever's chairing this meeting correct KPFTX as soon as possible and in no way later than in time for the next meeting so that we no longer get conflicting instructions about access. We've been getting conflicting instructions for the last week, contradicted only in the last hour.
There's still nothing posted on KPFT yet.
Right. Thank you.
First of all, I'm not going to accept that as a motion. I was unaware, and I explained this already, but I will do it again because it seems so important. I did not know about what it said on the notices from KPFTX until Fred told me yesterday. We looked on KPFTX to find out where it was coming from, and we could not find it. And I did not have time to talk to Otis today. So we don't need a motion. I will fix it. And that's all, you know, that's it. Can we move on, please?
Please do.
Okay, so the minutes are approved as corrected. Michael, do you have, you want to say anything about the fund drive?
Yeah, the fund drive is currently doing about close to $3,300 a day, which is not great. And we have been sending out a lot of other appeals. I've been trying to get members of the local station board to do some calling out. Haven't been able to get that accomplished. Nobody has really stepped forward. I did send out a letter to go with the a side letter to go with the budget regarding some future plans, but obviously they are only plans at this point. But we are working on trying to develop more local non-corporate underwriting from small family-owned businesses, bookstores, restaurants, theaters, etc. And the ED and I are working with someone that Mike Pressler turned up, who is, has development
Michael, we're not on the budget yet. Okay. This is just a fund drive update.
All right.
Okay?
Sorry.
We can save this for, like, in two minutes?
That's all. Sure.
Well, you're saying it's 3,300. I'm getting 3,076 per day. So somewhere in that area is what we've been doing per day so far. And I have a question.
The last day is a little bit.
Pardon me? What did you say, Michael?
Somebody had a question, Ken.
I had a question. What I saw this as a program, Primal Dead. What is that?
Oh, Mike Johnson decided to stop doing the show. He was doing about the Grateful Dead, and Maggie Levinkas apparently recruited somebody else to do a Grateful Dead show. I actually haven't had a chance to even check it out, but I did see that it made a little bit of money the other night, Sunday. It's in the same spot that Mike Johnson was in that previously. There was the previous Dead show. All right, I'm going to mute.
Okay, so let's go on to the budget.
Can I just make one more comment if Michael is listening? I realize that this is budget and not fundraising, but, you know, clearly the two intersect. And every time there are discussions about this, it's said, you know, not to do corporate supporters, as if corporations writ large are a big bad thing. There clearly are, not every corporation are the Koch brothers and or Hobby Lobby. There are clearly smaller corporations, local and I think mission compatible corporations, not local businesses, but corporate, you know, businesses that may be $10 million or under, or foundations that are appropriate that, you know, might be worth considering rather than rejecting that out of hand. It's just my, you know, comment.
Yeah, pardon the shorthand. We're trying to the PNB adopted a motion with various things that are proscribed, including companies involved in fossil fuels, nuclear power, weapons with bad labor records, or involved with discrimination around, you know, race, gender, sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I'm talking about. It's not every, you know, it's not only small businesses, but it's basically businesses that are mission compliant in what they do.
No, and that's fair, Michael. You know, don't get me wrong, but if a corporation that makes the paper things that you put in your washing machine, which are more ecologically pure than anything with plastic or whatever, if that was somebody, you know, but it's a corporation for crying out loud. And is that someone that, you know, if approached and they decided to give money, that we would accept this as an example, or are they just, because they're a corporation, they're automatically bad?
I said, pardon the shorthand. It's the PNB regulations and staying within the FCC guidelines about what can be done, so it's not advertising.
All
right. It's just underwriting.
No, okay. All right. Okay.
I don't think this is worth a lot of thought. If there's if we get somebody on board who wants to be an underwriter that's got a problem, then we'll stop. You know, it's nothing to plan for in advance. We're lucky to get a few people that'll do this. So it's not something we have to ramp up our barricades about. Thank you.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I had a question for Michael, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael, whether it's $3,300 or $3,076 per day, is it safe to assume that those are pledge amounts, fulfillment rate? And then the second part of that question is, and I can't remember what our current
there are a lot of people talking here, but yes, those are pledge amounts. The fulfillment rate is higher because most people are putting other cards, but it's still not cash in the bank. What I was saying is that yesterday, today, today is obviously not over yet either, but they were up above 4,000 something.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's almost unintelligible. There's an echo, and it's muffled. I'm just, you know, letting you know. I can hardly understand, and I'm sure what you're saying is important. I don't know what you can do to, you know, help it out, whatever.
Please enunciate clearly.
Ruth and everybody, Michael is speaking in a public area. He can't control the background noise.
Okay. All right. Fine. I don't know, you know, whatever.
This is Dave.
Dave, did you ask your question, or?
Well, I did, but we didn't get the second half.
I'll try again. I'm at the garage that's fixing my tire. There's a bullet in it. It's not in the side. It's in the bottom. I just rode over a bullet, apparently.
There's a bullet in your tire?
Anyway, what I was saying is, yes, those are pledge rates, not fulfillment, but the fulfillment rate is a lot higher than it used to be. People are mostly putting on cards. I just was saying the last 2 days have been up over 4,000, and today's not over yet. It was already over 4,000 a couple hours ago when I looked. So that's all.
Okay. Anything else? Do you want to, you know, do we want to just kind of go through the budget quickly and let me, you know, point out some of the highlights?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have a new format that's kind of based on a more universal and unified budget, so all the stations have the same format. And you can see in the revenue, I kind of grayed out the revenue that doesn't at all apply to us. And we're looking at, you know, $1.1 million in revenue, which is, you know, kind of low. But that's what we got. And we're using the revised central services formula. And can everybody mute who is not me? Thank you. So let's see. On line 5152, that turns out to be kind of a bank charge. And I'm going to ask Stephanie to ask the bank if we can, you know, negotiate that down. And on line 55, we have professional fees, legal, because basically Beth said Ziri is going to file a new lawsuit. So we put that in there to cover us.
This is Beth.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Beth.
I don't remember having made any such definitive statement. I'm not in a position to know. I suggested that was a distinct possibility, but I don't speak on behalf of Ziri or anybody else, just for the record.
Okay. Well, I took it as, you know, we got to be prepared. And Stephanie and Michael agreed that, you know, and that's why it's in there. And legal settlement is on line 59 is the legal settlement we have been paying. And it's now a line item here as opposed to being in payroll. And Stephanie is checking to make sure we're not double counting that. But that's on that line, and that's going into 2025. So we have that expense. I don't know. There don't seem to be anything else new. Well, 91, the tower, the Southern California will be, somebody's unmuted, perhaps. Thank you. Well, no, I'm still hearing an echo, but the arrears payments will be done in March, so we can start, we agreed that then we'll start paying our current DWP while we still have probably about $80,000 in back payments on that. At least we're going to start trying to catch up with our current payments once those payments are done. Assuming we're still kind of, you know, not really covering anything. I don't know. Did we make payroll, Michael, or health pennies? Well,
I haven't heard anything from Markeisha, the ED was out in Houston for her daughter's wedding, and Markeisha hasn't responded to my questions.
Okay. Well, it's still the 11th, so there's, you know. The total, So on line 124 is the total net loss of $277,000. Just between revenue and expenses,
on line 30 without central services, we have a $45,000 deficit. So that's where we're at. And
yeah, so that, this is Michael. I can speak.
Yeah.
So that was the side letter I did. I sent a copy to everybody on the CC list for the meeting. Basically, what we're looking at is that project of underwriting, which we are working on. And I sent the proposed contract we have for it to the ED, the Council for Pacifica, the compliance officer, and the PNB, and I think we're okay to go with it. So we are going to start doing that fairly shortly. And it involves basically soliciting from, you know, businesses and cultural institutions, et cetera, that people are in touch with, support for the station, in return for which they would get, you know, spot announcements similar to the ones that you're here now for some of the cultural events. And, you know, my expectation is that we might be able to raise, you know, several thousand dollars a month with that. There are other people that have much more, you know, I don't know what to say, grandiose expectations. But in the conversations I had with Sandy Weinman, because KPFD is already doing it, we thought it could be, you know, a few percent of the operating budget. But it can help close that gap. And, you know, the other thing that we have been trying to work on is a more concerted plan for, you know, rebuilding the membership base. We are doing much more social media promotion, and we're going to continue that and extend that. I went to a session with the Center for Nonprofit Management, did a sort of thing for nonprofits on public relations for social impact. And I met with about four people who have a bunch of different ideas and are going to help us somewhat. And I'm scheduled to have another round with Taproot Foundation around the same idea to try to get some more pro bono assistance on marketing and promotion. But the goal is to try to, you know, bring our membership back to what it was before it dropped so precipitously in 2021, at least as a preliminary goal. Membership used to be much bigger than that as well, but it's been declining for a long time, and then it, you know, was cut from about 11,000 to 5,000 something a couple of years ago. So if we can increase our membership by 6% a month compounded, that actually will double the membership in a year. And hopefully doubling the membership will also be reflected in a substantial increase in support, financial support from the members. You know, Kim says, well, $25 a person, that's not a lot of money, but the average donation in almost all the fund drives has been over $100 per donor, I think. And I think once we have people listening and subscribing, we have been using, you know, social media, as I say, we're using the Dispatch. Dispatch has a fairly good open rate. It's somewhere between 27 and 30% on most of the dispatches that get sent out, a little higher for some of the ones that focus on the programming, a little lower for some of the ones that focus on the media sponsorship events. But it doesn't translate into a very high click-through rate where people, and most of the click-throughs would be to donate, because that's the main click that we put into it, not to distract from that one. So the click-through rate is probably about 0.2%. It's about, out of 18 or 19,000 people, it's still, you know, it's a number. And if we can continue to build on that, that will help. But the other piece of it, as I said, is this larger capital campaign, a major donor campaign, and we're identifying some people. Well, I will say I got, you know, some of the people I've already tried to talk to, it's not happening. So we'll see. I can't be too optimistic about it until we actually, and both of them, until we actually start doing it in a more concerted way and have a package of stuff to present to people and then see what we can get. So, you know, the picture is the same in a sense that it has been. I mean, it's, you know, we've cut our expenses, our income has been reduced by not as much as our expenses have been reduced. So we're doing a little bit better than we were a year ago, but not substantially enough to cover all our expenses. The central services are actual expenses of the station. It's you know, wrong to think of it as anything else. It's not a gift to the national office. It's the way we cover the insurance, the accounting, the audits, et cetera. And so the consequence of that, people are aware of, if we have no insurance, we don't have the audits done. And, you know, the PMB is still, you know, moving ahead with the idea of selling the building. Somebody came to look at it again yesterday. There's nothing. We've been in and out of escrow twice, and no current bid for that I'm aware of. But that's a consequence of not having paid our way for quite a long time. I mean, we owe central services going back 6 or 7 years.
Ken, may I ask a question if Michael's finished?
I'm driving again. It fits the tire, thankfully.
Yes, and then I'd like to add some stuff. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just have a quick question for Kim or Michael, or maybe you don't have the answer. I realize that interest is something that's baked into loans and whatnot, and is not shown as a call-out line item. But is there anything in any of the financial arrangements entanglements that we're involved in that are interest sensitive to the point where if rates keep going up, or if they go down, if any of those loans are variable to the extent where it could have, you know, significant impact on the budget?
Well, they're certainly not on our budget. They're not reflected on our budget.
Okay.
But yes, the big loan is definitely interest sensitive, and it's not in a good place.
Right. The FCC, the interest went up because we didn't, you know, we were in default, but that immediately raised the interest rate, whatever we owe them.
Yeah, and also they were going up anyways, because it is, you know, prime plus. So, but that's not
but
on our
budget. That would be reflected in the Pacifica budget, which would fall down to us through what would have to be paid out of central services, but it doesn't have a direct impact on our budget. That was what I guess you'd answer.
Right. Okay. Let me just point out a couple of things that the items that is in Michael's side letter, he wanted to put in the budget, and since they're all speculative, I said I couldn't do it because there has no proven revenue associated with him. So that is the reason for the stock letter.
I said at our meeting, I didn't think they could go on the budget because there's no track record for them whatsoever.
Right, exactly. And that's why you wrote a side letter. I suggested, put it in
the
side letter. And that's why we have that.
There's no disagreement between us about that.
Okay. Now we have in the budget $25,000 in sponsorship because Maggie has a proven track record of doing that, and it has gone up over the past 3 years, and that number is $25,000. And the number for this other underwriting, I think, is optimistic. So there's that. And I had added up somewhere our monthly expenses. And that is roughly $114,000 per month. So when I hear on the air, oh, we just need to raise $20,000, what is it, a week? That's a little under what we're actually looking at. Any other questions or comments?
Is it in order then to entertain a motion that the budget as you have presented be presented to the PNB, or does it not work that way?
I have a motion that is basically what we kind of did before. The KPFK Finance Committee has reviewed the KPFK FY24 budget. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses, and it is a deficit budget. We accept it and send it to the LSB for their review.
Fine.
Kim, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
84 other programming services, what is that?
BMI.
Pardon me?
BMI and ASCAP, the royalties that we're now paying for music.
And that only happens annually?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I think, I mean, are there any, does anybody want to discuss this motion? You want me to read it again?
This is my friend. I had a couple of other comments, but if anybody else wants to speak, let them go.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, as they pointed out in their discussion, because of the nature of the budget, the way it's presented, it, the thing that we really need to be very careful about is the cash flow, because that's been the critical problem most of this year, is that, the listener support here is presented as an even sum of the annual support divided monthly, but that's not the case. It's more of a roller coaster. So everybody needs to be aware of that. The other thing is that there is a contract that I inherited with City News Service for their news budget, whatever they call it.
Say that again? What? Please say that again?
There's an existing contract that we have that somebody signed up for before me with City News Service. And I've gotten them to suspend it, I think, 3 times now. But at some point, they're going to say they want to stop suspending it. So you may have to pay some other sum to them. I can't remember exactly what it is.
That raises a silly question. If we have to pay for it because they won't let it be suspended, why don't we use that during the alleged news show?
Well, because we're already in arrears, and we'll just have to start paying.
No, I understand that. But if for some reason we're forced into doing it, and therefore if we're paying for it, at least we should use what we're paying for.
No, Michael, we're paying for what we already used.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was ongoing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. We
Got it.
It's another one of those aged payables that we have on a big list.
Did we finally pay off the damn Pitney Bowes thing?
I don't think so. I don't think, I don't know. I'm not going to speak to that.
I'm just asking.
But I doubt it if we're not, making payroll every month. We got to make payroll and help them first.
It would be useful to get a list of all the aged payables. Pitney Bowes has not been paid. We've been previously trying to get them to remove the machinery so that, there's no idea that they can continue charging us. They're not charging us currently, but they haven't done it yet. They want to get paid before they take it out.
All right. No, I'm only asking because I thought it was done. Well, then, Kim, can I move the motion that you've raised?
Okay.
I move the motion that you've raised.
Okay. Anyone have comments?
This is Beth.
Yeah, go ahead.
Could I ask you to state again succinctly what the issue is that you've raised? So that if we vote on
the motion, we're going to pass right now, the KPFK Finance Committee has reviewed the KPFK FY24 budget. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses, and it is a deficit budget. We accept it and send it to the LSB for their review.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any objections, comments?
This is Dave.
And with a question?
I heard Dave first.
Thank you, Kim. So the only thing I'd like to mention is I'd just like to state the obvious that this budget is showing about a $23,000 per month loss, if I'm reading the budget figures correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So each month we're going $23,000 in debt. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. If this committee and then the LSB does, in fact, pass this motion, then when it reaches the NFC, which would be the next step, how do you intend to vote on this motion there?
The same way I've been voting on all deficit budgets.
For the benefit of those who haven't been in those meetings, could you state that? Could you articulate what that position is? Thank you.
Sure. I don't believe we should approve deficit budgets. We accept it. And I expect the PNB to deal seriously with them. I don't believe in approving, a deficit budget. That's my bottom line. So all we can do is accept it as, the best estimate of expenses and revenue. And I expect the PNB to deal with this.
So just for clarification, I've been present as you've done that in the past. I'm familiar with that position. It doesn't surprise me that that's the position you would take again this time. At the same time, I find it confusing, and I've heard from others that they do too, that you both make a motion to do something and then vote against that precise motion. So if you don't approve of this motion, then why would you be putting forth this motion here now? And is there an alternate motion that you could promote that we could pass, that you could then vote for?
Beth, I don't know what you're talking about. This motion says the KPFK Finance Committee has reviewed the KPFK 24 budget. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses, and it is a deficit budget. We accept it and send it to the LSB for review. The word approve is not in there. The word approve was not in the last budget that I did this exact same thing on. So I'm not sure what you're talking about. I have done the same thing for every deficit budget since I've been on the MFC. I suggested this motion. I am going to vote for it.
At the NFC.
I'm going to vote for it today. I don't have a vote on the LSP, but yes, of course, on the NFC, I'm going to vote for it the same way I've done with previous budgets.
because that's different from my memory of what you've done with previous budgets, where you brought the budget forward and then voted against moving it on, approving it.
No, I voted against approving it, Beth. I vote against approving deficit budgets. I vote to accept it and move it on to the PNB. Maybe you're just not listening, but that has been my position for several years.
Or maybe you're just not clear. I'm done.
Thank you. Okay, are there any objections? Is that Michael Heiss?
Yeah, can we call the matter and vote?
Well, we can't do that in committee, but are there any objections to this motion? Going once, going twice.
Yeah, I have an objection.
Grace,
okay.
Is that Grace?
Yes. I think a little of the problem here is there's an ambiguity about the word accept. Accept has two meanings. One is takes possession of, the other is approves. So it can be assumed that in this context, that if you vote in favor of it, it means we're approving it, approving a deficit budget. So I would say we should change the wording of the motion.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I think there's not any problem with clarity saying that you accept the fact that this is the budget that's been derived at. And you could put an addendum saying, just to maybe aid in clarification for Grace's concern, that this is a deficit budget which we cannot approve of, something to that effect. Thank you.
This is Ruth. I was just going to say maybe the word acknowledge.
I think the word acknowledge could be misconstrued as well. I think what Dave is further clarification to the motion would be good.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
Jim, at some point, can we actually talk about the spreadsheet?
Well, we have them, Dave. I mean, Steve, if you have a question.
Well,
okay. Here is. I just Googled the. Can people please mute? I just Googled the meaning, the definition. Consent to receive a thing offered. That is what we're doing. If you want me to put that that definition in there, I can do that. Number two definition, believe or come to recognize an opinion, explanation, etc. as valid or correct. The tentative explanation came to be accepted by the group. That's not the definition that quite is. We consent to receive a thing. If you'd like, I can put an asterisk after the word accept and give that definition, if that would provide the clarity that Grace seeks. Any objection to that? Any objection to that?
Question, Beth again.
Go ahead.
If you make those changes, then is that something that you can both vote for now and vote for at the NFC or not?
Beth, I've already told you the same thing. Yes. I'm going to vote. I'm not making a motion I'm going to not vote for.
Well, that would be a change. Thank you.
No, it would not be a change. Beth, stop it. I am very consistent about what I've been doing.
I was.
Maybe you just don't understand, but stop it.
You stop it. I'm done.
Jim, I know it's not easy not to get angry, but your angry tone doesn't help things. Not that you're not justifying your anger.
This is
whoever you're talking to, Steve, you have not been recognized.
This is Grace. May I put forward a substitute motion?
Okay.
This is John Wenger. May I be recognized as present?
I was given the floor, John. Okay.
I just want to be recognized that I'm here to right now. That's all I need.
Thank you, John.
I need him or somebody. Okay, you got it. Bye.
I got it.
Here we go.
Bye.
Here's my substitute motion. The KKK Finance Committee disapproves of the deficit budget that was presented by the IGM, ICFO, and ED, but is forwarding it to the KPFK LSB for consideration.
No, I object.
Why? Why? That's what's happening. That's what I would like to have as a substitute motion.
Grace, first of all, we don't have an ICFO.
Okay, well, we can take that off. What do you want to call it? Who put together this deficit budget?
This is management's budget. It comes from the general manager. The GM is presenting it.
Okay, so we'll just put GM. Okay, the KPFK Finance Committee disapproves of the deficit budget that was presented by the IGM, but is forwarding it to the KPFK LSB for consideration. But nonetheless, forwarding it to the KPFK LSB for consideration.
Okay, well, I don't accept that. I don't like it. I don't want to say we disapprove.
Okay, guess what, Kim? This is a committee.
Exactly, Grace.
Okay, Kim, I can put forward a substitute motion, and it can be voted.
And you just did.
Okay.
And you just did, and I'm saying I don't like it. And I tried to give an explanation why, and now I will open it up to the floor. Can you please send that to me, Grace, so I have that language?
Sure.
This is Steve Kaiser. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Well, is this the way it always works, that we get budgets from the executive director and then approve or disapprove, and there's really no more to it? Is there any room that we analyze it and ask questions about it before it's sent to the LSB?
Steve, we've just been here for half an hour. I've been taking questions. That's what we're doing. There were no more questions, so I said, are we ready to make a motion?
Well, that's fine, and I'm all for that. It's just that I don't feel we discussed the spreadsheet any, and I think it bears some discussion as to the
numbers. What other discussion do you want to do?
Well, I just wanted to know where we got 850,000 as a listener support, if that's a reasonable number, and we have no website. Income at all. Is that accurate? Should we expect no website income?
Yes, that's totally accurate. We have not been doing that for a couple of years, because in the years that we were doing it, it was not accurate. And our previous CFO could not determine where it was coming from. So we don't do it. KPFA is not doing it. No one is doing it.
Listener, I'm in a meeting. Can you call me back in about a half hour?
Can you get on mute, Grace? Please mute yourself, Grace.
Sorry.
So the listener support came from the previous year.
All right. Well, if we're going to submit a budget and not be a deficit budget, then we probably have to look, as our cost-saving measures have been so draconian at the moment, that we have to look for revenue enhancements. And that's why I'm looking at the revenues and seeing if there's any place where we can make a case for expecting more revenue. Is that not something that we should be doing? Is that inappropriate to the Finance Committee?
Yes, it would be, but we've already gone over that. Michael has written a side letter of things that he is doing to try and increase revenue, but there's no track record. It's not proven, so we don't put that on the budget.
we only look at last year and base this year on what's proven.
Well, they have a line that's called, the third line's corporate max, and over in the far column it says 150, but it didn't show up in any of those months. I guess I don't really understand these inputs. But if it's not inappropriate to discuss the spreadsheet, then I'll stop.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I mean, where is corporate? Where is that? Oh, corporate match. Yes, that's a program, and there's you can ask Novick about it. He knows what it could be, and some other stations may focus on that and do better. Novick, can you explain this to Steve?
Is that Michael? You want to explain this to me?
Yeah. So a corporate match is when people work for companies that match their donations to nonprofits, and we do have the capacity to do that, but it's pretty limited. It's posted on the website, but if we had full availability of what Allegiance has to offer or some of the other donor management platforms, we would be able to, you know, put up a list of all the companies that do that, and people can check their company on the list. But because we owe Allegiance a lot of money, we have only limited functionality with the platform. So we don't have access to that list currently.
Dollars, Michael?
I'm sorry?
Would you expect $150 for the year?
$150?
For the year, yeah. That's the third line in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I'm just on my phone, so I can't look at it. But, it's a one-to-one match from companies that do it for people who work for those companies. It's just a question of our members being able to identify that the companies they work for. So if you want to put something down there, we could, but I don't think there's a lot of demonstrated history of having gotten it.
We haven't really done
it
some time also, have we? Community events, craft fairs, grant income. Well, that's another thing. Sorry.
We have had some grant income, and we had a number of community events this year that have brought in revenue to the station. We had a couple of that were kind of washes, but the Spanish language programmers, and in particular, there have been a couple of other events that actually have brought in income.
Michael, in actual experience as we come into this year, what of these categories do you think that we might be able to do better than what this spreadsheet's showing us currently? Is there any other areas? Can we have some events like that? We know we're launching the underwriting thing. We don't know what that's going to turn out like. We can have be optimistic about it. But is there any of these categories that we legitimately can have a case to expect more revenue?
I think the case is what I said in the side letter. I think we need to, we need to have a serious major donor and capital campaign, because we have capital needs. We're looking at replacing multiple power supplies for the transmitter. We have to rebuild the ice shield that protects the transmission lines. There's a bunch of other stuff that we need serious money for. So we need to carry out that campaign. But we have not done that in the past for a long time. The last one we did was probably for the solarizing project, and we ended up having to ask people permission to use the money for other things.
When was the last year of capital fundraiser did we run?
The last one that I'm aware of that we ran was the solarizing to try to move the building to solar energy, and we had to end up asking for permission from the people who donated to that fund to use the money for other purposes. That was the last one I'm aware of.
Oh, and that was quite some time ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was probably at least a decade.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the point where we need to raise some capital for equipment currently, too, like you just elucidated.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I said. So, again, look at the, I don't know if you got the side letter or not, there is a working group constituted with the ED, this woman who has development experience, a couple of other people, and we're working on identifying prospective major donors and how to reach them. And we're going to work on that, and hopefully it will bear fruit. The underwriting project is moving ahead, and as I said, we have gotten an okay on the contract we proposed. How much money? I can't, you know, it's hard to predict. That's why I didn't put it in the budget. It's only the side letter, but we are going to start probably before the end of the month.
Mike, before the underwriting, you just mentioned contacting, bigger donors, was it?
Major donors, yeah. You know, people who can give in the tens of thousands and you know, five and six figure range.
Okay.
Our definition of major donors like is 1,000 and above, and we need much heavier.
And you say Stephanie Wells is working on this now, and some other people.
Yeah.
Is it who's in that working group? Anybody else? Because I'd like.
You know. Yeah. Off topic right now.
If you're interested, I'll be happy to put you in touch with Stephanie and myself and other people. If there's somebody who feels that they have access to, I know you've come up with lists of, you know, people with a lot of money, but the question is, how do we reach them? So if you know how to reach any of the people that you've listed, please join the group.
Knock on their door. I'll tell you that. I've done door-to-door sales, and I'm willing to do that because we got to do something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what the underwriting is going to be, for sure. And, you know, it's always good to get an introduction to somebody, especially if it's a cold call like that. So we're trying to figure out who can introduce us, but we'll do it one way or the other.
Right. So let's work on this.
Yeah. On the community events, I proposed very early in the year that we try to aim at a annual event in November, and I could not get anybody to buy into it enough to take it on as a project, and I had too many other things to deal with. But I'd like to think about it for next year. At this point, is to do an independent bookstore and book publisher fair in early November, when people are in, you know, gift buying mode, and I think it would create an effective presence for the community.
So we can rebuild this community. So many communities have been screwed up by COVID, and this is one of them. So we need events where people get together so we remember that we have a community.
Yes. Well, you know, the Spanish language programs have been doing a monthly film screening in the parking lot of the station. You know, they raised about $500 the other night, last Saturday night.
$500, that's great. Wonderful. All right, thank you.
We'll talk. Sure. Bye.
Thank you.
Kim, point of information.
Yeah.
Where it's 5:16 and we're 15 minutes past the scheduled adjournment time, I would suggest that there's a fine line between fundraising and finance. And we have a budget, and given that it's not a question of agreeing or disagreeing, this is the budget, and we haven't found anything else that could be changed through your or Michael's best efforts. So why don't we just agree to pass it on and let the next person down the line deal with it, because there isn't any other
Michael, we're in the middle of trying to approve, you know, a motion. Grace made a substitute, and, you know, we have my original or your original motion. Grace's substitute is the KPFK Finance Committee disapproves of the deficit budget that was presented by the IGM, but nonetheless is forwarding it to the KPFK LSB for consideration. I will just make a comment. I don't disapprove of the deficit budget. I personally accept it as our best effort to reflect expenses and revenue. And the fact is, it is a deficit budget. But I don't disapprove of the budget. I mean, it's not a balanced budget. It is what it is, and that's what we have to work with. And I don't want to have, you know, put forth a motion that is negative, and you know, so that's Grace's substitute. If there are any other comments, you know, please make them, and then we can take a vote on that or the original motion, which was the KPFK Finance Committee has reviewed the KPFK 24 budget. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses, and it is a deficit budget. We accept it and send it to the LSB for their review with an asterisk saying accept, quote, consent to receive a thing offered, unquote. So, any comments on Grace's substitute? Okay,
Kim, just a question. I just heard the original motion for the first time because I came in late, and I don't quite understand it. So that's where I am. I'm left with not understanding the first one and understanding, and I do understand Grace's. So I think like a little bit of motivation of the first one.
Okay, the it's a deficit budget, and you know, I have had kind of a firm stance for the last several years that the language of approving a deficit budget is not correct. That you know, only balanced budgets are, yeah, we approve this budget, move it on. But it is an accurate estimate of the revenue and expenses, and it is a deficit budget. So all we can do is accept it and send it on to the LSB, and I hope they will make a similar motion, send it on to the NFC and make a similar motion. And the PNB is ultimately responsible for you know, keeping this organization alive. I mean, I can't squeeze blood out of any stone to increase the revenue. I can't make any suggestions for more more cuts. So, and I wouldn't have the authority to do it anyway at this level. You know, there may be some cuts that are coming down the line in payroll. I don't know. That's for, you know, further up the chain to make those decisions. So all we can do is say we've reviewed this and we accept it and we move it on to the LSB for their review. So that's the sense of my motion.
And to be clear, Grace's is to say we disapprove of this budget, but doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, number one, your motion has no guidance in it, such as the stuff that Steve was talking about, which we have the wording you say here, but it lacks Steve's idea about trying this and this and this. No guidance for the LSB as suggestions, because it's my understanding from years past that the Finance Committee gives guidance and tries to inform the LSB, many of whom are freshmen and don't understand what's going on. Grace's, on the other hand, to understand it here, is, and I understand, Kim, this is your conception of what we ought to do. And I would point out that the history is we've done both in the past. In the past, the Finance Committee has given guidance and other people, and other times it doesn't. Now, Grace's, on the other hand, is to say we disapprove and doesn't have any guidance in it either. Is that correct? And maybe Grace should give in on that, because that's what I need the clarification on. Certainly, Steve Kaiser would have an opinion upon this because he's been listening acutely to this, because he's the one who's been focusing on the guidance.
Right. Wenger. If you earlier, along with the budget, there is a side letter that Michael Novick wrote about his plans for raising revenue. None of it is proven yet, so we can't put it on the budget. So that is what you're seeking, is some plan from the GM as to how he's going to raise revenue.
the question then would be, is we could do a couple of things. We can do what you say or what Grace says, and additionally, we can also state that we, the Finance Committee, have read the letter that Michael Novick wrote, and we support that his ideas be tried. We support we support the suggestions in the side letter of Michael Novick. That's a message to the LSB from the Finance Committee, and it's really just, it could be an add-on. It's like a woman with and without a purse. The guidance is the purse is the guidance. So, or maybe it's vice versa. Anyhow, that's my point, and I'm asking clarification about this. What do people want to do? I want people to think about this.
Well, you'd have to make that as an amendment to Grace's substitute.
I understand if you go through the strictures of Robert Rules of Order, then we have to take extra time and extra steps. I'm just asking for people to think about what needs to be done by the station. If we think Michael, if we collectively think Michael's idea is a good one, I think we owe it to ourselves. It's our job to provide guidance to the LSB, and that's part of the reviewing the budget sort of a thing. I mean, Michael Heiss just said it. It's a fine line, or somebody just said, it's a fine line between finance and fundraising. And really, the purpose, again, is for this committee to give input to the LSB because we got newbies and freshmen up there. That's the
okay,
need.
Okay, if you want my opinion, I'm skeptical. If you want my opinion, I'm skeptical about any of this raising any significant money. But, you know, I've been around a very long time. So that's my opinion. I'm glad he's doing it, and maybe I'll be wrong. I'll be happy to be wrong. But, you know.
So the guidance could be one of us, Kim Kaufman, is skeptical. Another one, Steve Kaiser, is hopeful, and et cetera, et cetera. And we could just put in these the number of people who are skeptical and the number of people who are hopeful and put that in as guidance to the LSB and wishing them the best and suggesting that they explore. You're happy to be wrong if Michael is right. So let's provide the guidance as an addendum to whatever we do, whether we do your thing or Grace's thing. I think we have to add the guidance because we have freshmen.
Well, then, Langer, make a motion and we'll vote on it. Make an amendment to her motion and we'll vote on it.
This is Grace. I'd like to...
Grace, stop. I heard Beth next.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. On one hand, I recognize how unsatisfactory it is to accept a deficit budget because in the long run, it's not sustainable. You know, we can't continue in that direction. And it's obvious. On the other hand, simply to submit something, anything, or an unrealistic budget that quote unquote balances, but not realistically, also does not seem reasonable or acceptable. One other point. To not to submit a budget or to submit a budget and then vote against it to say that, you know, this is what's been put forward and we oppose it, I think is also unrealistic. It does not make sense for any financial unit in Pacifica to proceed without a budget. Everyone should have a budget, even if the most realistic thing is still a deficit budget till we can work our way out of this mess, to proceed to say that none of the budgets that we've conjured up here are acceptable and therefore we're going to blunder on without one doesn't seem acceptable. I'm wondering whether it might work. I'm sorry, I'm trying to flip to that page there. If it might work to in Kim's Is it now a motion or a substitute? If we replace the word accept with the word receive, so that we acknowledge it, the existence of it and what it is, and that and that's not saying we approve or we disapprove or voting it up or down, we receive it and send it on to the LSB for their review. What do people think of that? Thank you.
Grace, you had something to say?
Yeah. Maybe this would be more acceptable. Let me read a substitute for my substitute. KPUK Finance Committee reviewed the fiscal year 24 budget submitted by the IGM. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses. The KPFK Finance Committee neither approves nor disapproves of this deficit budget and is passing it on to the KPFK LSC for its consideration. I'm just putting this forward to be clear. Kim's version seems a little bit sneaky. Seems like we're accepting it, but then Kim acknowledged that she would vote against it in the National Finance Committee.
I did not, Grace. I never said I would vote against it. I don't know where that came from. I made this motion. This is the motion I want. I'm not going to vote against it.
No. Okay. Strike that. Okay? I thought I heard in your response.
You heard Beth making up something. This is the motion I want. This is the wording I want. Everybody's got different ideas, so we're listening to them. But this is the motion I want. The motion, you know, I made that the Heist, you know, moved. That is what I want to vote on. I don't want to talk about this for a half an hour, but here we are.
Okay.
So here we are.
Kim, I'm going deaf, and you are screaming and hurting my ears, and I'm going deaf. So would you please just kind of back off a little bit on the amplitude? That would really be helpful because I keep having to move my volume up and down, and I'm going deaf already before the call.
Okay,
so
sorry.
Please.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to just make a point. I'd like to speak.
Okay, to clarify something, maybe I misunderstood something before. Beth indicated, Kim, that in the past you ultimately voted against deficit budgets, and you acknowledge that you've always voted against deficit budgets in the National Finance Committee.
No, wait. That is incorrect. I have said I will not vote to approve a deficit budget, and I have changed the language to basically what I have written right here. This is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses, and we accept it as such. That is what I've been saying for the last several years about budgets.
Okay,
on the record.
That's a very confusing statement, Kim. I find it confusing, and others on this call have stated that it's confusing. So I'm going to reread my version, and I'll make it a substitute to my substitute. The KPFK Finance Committee reviewed the KPFK Fiscal Year 24 budget submitted by the IGM. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses. The KPFK Finance Committee neither approves nor disapproves of this deficit budget and is passing it on to the KPFK LSB for its consideration. Which is saying the same thing that you say you're saying, but your wording is ambiguous and could be interpreted to mean that we accept it, in other words, approve it. And your asterisk does not clarify it sufficiently. It's more confusing.
We have only two versions.
Is Michael, can I get on the stack?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Can we vote between the two of them?
Steve, you have not been recognized. Go ahead, Novick.
Yeah, I don't object to either version. I want to point out that this is not the first deficit budget that's been presented either to the Finance Committee, the LSB, or the PNB. In previous years, there were things like, I think maybe this is two budgets, I don't remember now, but the LSB urged, and then later the PMB directed, a 30% reduction in expenditures. I don't think that's in the cards at this point, because we've cut expenditures almost as low as they can go. If it's a question of the actual survival of the institution, there are probably changes that can be made in payroll, but that's about the only thing. So the alternatives are either, some indication that revenue must be increased, I don't see what cuts people can suggest at this point. I just want to point out to everybody that the only reason we're even as close to a balanced budget as we are is because you're not paying for GM, you're not paying for PD, you're not paying for a business manager, you're not paying for a development director, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, that's an abnormal situation, and at some point we have to try to correct that and have a budget that does so. But it's not in the cards this week or this month or this year. So, if people want to suggest or support certain ideas that might increase the revenue, I think that's fine. In that case, I would add to either motion the word provable before revenue. Because I think
Language?
Add the word provable before revenue.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by
because,
provable?
Because, I've been involved in budgets, I'll have to admit, in the past where we, set some goals for revenue that were not met. So I don't want to do that again or anymore, but that's why I, did the side letter and explained that, there's no basis for even a projection of what it will raise, but we want to go ahead and do it. That's all.
Yes, what Novick is saying, we review, it is an accurate estimate of provable revenue and expenses. He's saying that we can include that language to be more precise. And we could say the IGM has submitted a side letter of projects that he is working on to increase the revenue. That would be fine to me to say that.
I think we should add to say we support Michael's letter.
Chair, this is Jonathan Markle finally calling in. I just want to ask you, did Michael's letter be submitted to everybody on this call right now? Or is this just
yes.
an
No, everything's gone out.
Okay. I don't have it unless
I sent it to the open CC and everybody.
Can I get one person at a time? Who wants to be recognized?
Ruth. Right, this is Michael Novick responding to the question.
Which question?
Did people receive my letter? My answer is yes. I sent it in an email with an attached document with two or three points of revenue possibilities some
right.
hours ago.
Right. And I believe I sent it out when I, everybody received it. Was there somebody else who wanted to be recognized?
Besides me, I don't know.
Who is me?
Ruth, for the second
okay.
time.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruth.
Beth, after that. Beth, the stack after that. Thanks.
Steve, after that.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay. I've brought this up before, and it may seem lame, but I do remember either Dingaman or the guy who's the lawyer in WBAI had said that they had tried it there, and I do it. There is a search engine called Good Search. It's quote-unquote powered by Yahoo. You can designate the charity that you want, And it, every time you do a search, it will give a penny to that charity. Now, obviously, it's not going to end up giving $1,000 for one person. But if you have, you know, 5,000 members who use it, or however many members use it, and they earn, you know, $50 over a year, obviously that's a slow trickle, but it's something. And I have found that they do not do what Google does, you know, pay to play and exclude, you know, liberal sites and all of that. So I'm just throwing that out there. Nobody has to discuss it. Just an idea. Thank you.
Okay, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I support, I prefer Grace's motion. I could live with Kim's too. We're now more than half an hour, 40 minutes over. And I propose we get on with it. Thanks.
Steve?
Just quickly, if it's only Kim and Grace's versions of this, then can we vote on them and select one over the other?
I would very much like that. Okay, here we go. Grace, please read your motion, and please send me whatever your last motion was, because I'm not sure of that language.
I did send it.
Okay, let me go and see if I got it.
Okay, so I believe I sent it. Okay, the KPFK Finance Committee reviewed the KPFK fiscal year 24 budget submitted by the IGM. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses. The KPFK Finance Committee neither approves nor disapproves of the deficit budget and is passing it on to the KPFK LSC for its consideration.
Okay, let's take a vote on that. And do you want me to read? I think you've all heard my substitute. The original motion.
Email. So we can
excuse
read
me?
We got both of your versions. Both Kim and Grace have sent that out to the email, so we can read what you propose.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, but the
back
substitute.
To the staff.
Oh, God. Who is talking? Who is talking? Who would like to be?
Beth requested the stack.
I heard you, Beth. Ruth, please ask to be recognized. Everybody,
sorry.
Please ask to be recognized. Go ahead, Ruth.
I'd like to be recognized.
Who is that?
That was Dr. John Wenger.
Okay, I will put you on the stack. Go ahead, Ruth.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say anything except that when they were talking about two motions are on the floor, I'm the least person that knows about Robert's rules, but I thought if Grace made a substitute motion, that's what we would be voting on. But, you know, I'm no rocket
that
scientist.
That is what we were trying to vote on. Her substitute
okay,
comes
thanks.
First. And then the main motion, if that fails. Go ahead, Beth.
Ruth just made my point, so thank you, Ruth. I'll stand down.
Go ahead, Wenger.
I'm not getting these motions from either one of you. Kim, I don't have your motion. And Grace, I don't have your motion. And really, Michael, I can't find your motion either, or your guidance letter either. I'm looking at through my email here, and I'm just not getting it. We have the email. It's instantaneous. So please send them, both of you, all three of you.
To you now. You're getting it in the next few minutes. I'm forwarding it to you.
This is Jonathan. Please
okay.
add my address, Steve, to forward any or all of these to me. Thank you.
Jonathan, okay.
This is Dave.
Mark, okay. We got it.
Go ahead, Dave.
In the email forwarded by Kim Kaufman, I think there's a typo. It says after the fiscal year 24 budget, it AI and accurate. I think she meant to say it is an accurate estimate. I'm assuming that's what she probably had read to us out loud. And on Grace's motion, I would prefer instead of saying passing it on, which is a description of a physical thing, that we should say and is forwarding it on instead of passing it on. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have objections to that change of wording?
Please read it again. If you're changing Grace's, please read it. Thank you.
Okay. Can I read it, Kim?
Fine.
Okay.
I just asked for it to be read if there was a change in Grace's. Thank you. To save time.
There is a change. I will read it. Just to let you know, I put forward two substitute motions. I've discarded the first one, which disapproves of the draft budget. I made it more neutral. So this is the final substitute motion. The KPFK Finance Committee reviewed the KPFK Fiscal Year 24 budget submitted by the IGM. It is an accurate estimate of revenue and expenses. The KPFK Finance Committee neither approves nor disapproves of this deficit budget and is forwarding it on to the KPFK LSB for its consideration.
Steve, for a comment.
What, Steve?
Grace, can we extract the word accurate from this and just say it is an estimate of revenue and expenses, not an accurate estimate of revenue, because that's kind of ruling on the quality of what's being presented.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
why that word is in there.
Kim was in favor of that wording.
Why are you in favor of the accurate being there, Kim?
Because I've been studying the profit and loss statements of this station for the last decade. And yes, this is an accurate
Kim,
estimation
Kim,
of the revenue.
Kim, you're yelling.
You're talking. Please stop. Okay.
Are we ready to vote? Okay.
I am.
So, Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Colin Johnson, not here. Dan McCrory, not here. Michael Heist, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Steve Kaiser, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Markowitz, how do you vote?
Jonathan votes yes.
Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Yes.
Steph, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. So now we have to vote on that as the main motion. So it's basically the same motion.
Wait. Point of order.
John Winger? Did you vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. Winger. I'm sorry.
Doctor,
I'm sorry. Pardon me?
I vote yes.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Okay. We heard that.
This is Michael. Can you ask if there are objections to it as the main motion before you go to a vote?
Well, there are, because I'm going to object. All right, and Fred abstained. So,
okay.
I'm sorry. I like my language better. So let's replay that.
Can we vote on the main motion?
Okay. Fred, stop. We're voting on the main motion now, Fred. I just wanted to write it down. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Fred, how do you vote?
Yes.
Heist, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
I'm going to vote no. Markowitz?
I actually don't have the main motion in front of me. Was this something that you had forwarded earlier, Kim?
It's the same motion we just voted on, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so then yes.
Ruth Strauss.
I'm sorry. If it's the same motion we just voted on, I'm sorry, but I don't understand why we're voting a second time.
Because it is now the main motion.
I see. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Beth?
Yes.
Wenger?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So that's it. We're done. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
And the motion passed, right?
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Okay.